Last year, they were just on the outside looking in. And this year, this is a very loaded NFC. I think it's safe to say the NFC is quite a bit deeper than the AFC. There are, I mean, you can honestly make the case for 10 teams getting into the playoffs. If maybe more than that, which is crazy. But when you look at this thing across the landscape of the NFC, I wonder if this is one of those seasons where you might want to go ahead and win the division to get the playoff spot, because the wild card, much like it was last year, I have a feeling the wild card is going to come down to the final game, and you're going to be looking at a bunch of tiebreakers. Because if you just go with, I mean, you can throw out six teams right now and then say, wow, the Cowboys better than those. You got Minnesota and Green Bay in the north. Now, Kirk Cousins still looks like he's trying to get his feet, at least the chemistry and everything, in Minnesota. But you know Dalvin Cook is back and should be dynamic for him. Diggs and Thielen, they're solid. Their defense is just smothering.
Yes, it is.
You know, and then Green Bay in the north. And we were just talking about this. It may not matter who's on the field, because as long as Aaron Rodgers can play, it's hard to say that he won't make it to the playoffs by himself.
And he's done it year in and year out. No matter what the defense was about, no matter who the running back was supposed to be, whoever was missing that wide receiver, this guy has done it. So we talking about the NFC North. We already Minnesota and Green Bay without even thinking about it.
Yeah, and you got it like that. And obviously Chicago's probably still needs a year or so. But Detroit?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Patricia? Matt Patricia.
So
whatever his name.
But you know Minnesota and Green Bay are going to be in the conversation. And then you look at the NFC South where, oh, by the way, the Cowboys opened the season with the Carolina team that I believe is probably better than they were last year. Let's not forget what New Orleans is very capable of. I think they've gotten better defensively. Alvin Kamara, they may not even notice Mark Ingram suspended for the first four games. And yeah, Sean Payton and Drew Brees still work together. And then, oh, hey, guess what? Atlanta. You know.
Without even thinking about it.
So
New Orleans and Atlanta without even thinking about it, bruh.
Yeah, and to me, those are the two that are going to be battling it out for the South. And then you get to the West, where Los Angeles last year showed that they got a good defense that just added a couple of really nice pieces. They've got an offense that is extremely creative and explosive, and a quarterback who is growing, a running back who is one of the top three running backs in the league. So they're not going anywhere. And then you have your pick, because Arizona, to me, I'd probably put fourth in that division. San Francisco is Garoppolo the real deal. And then Seattle, we all want to write off because of the names they've lost. But they still got Pete Carroll, and they still got Russ Wilson hanging around. And oh, by the way, we haven't even mentioned the NFC East. So when you start getting into that conversation, the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants, who got all their pieces back, and then, of course, the Washington Redskins, which I don't know what to expect from them. And you start looking at the depth of this NFC, and it leads the question, where do the Cowboys fit in this thing? Because on paper, I might have them 7 or 8.
You know, the Rams brought in one player that I think put them over the top. And a lot of people may not agree with me. But if Domacon Sue decide that, hey, man, I really want to play this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm next to Donald, and I'm going to show that I'm just as good as him. What are you going to do? Tell me, what are you going to do?
You're going to just let the ends run free and try not to get the middle of your line.
I'm being honest.
No, I understand.
I'm being honest. And then,
because you got a serious problem.
Yeah. And then Philly went out, and they didn't stand pat. They went out and helped themselves. They didn't stand pat. Now, they haven't looked good in the preseason, but are we really trying to judge in the preseason? You know, Nick Foles has been kind of sloppy. You know, the receiving corps ain't been as good as we wanted it to be.
Well, if we're going by the preseason, the Cowboys may be the worst team in the conference.
Yeah, they still 7 or 8, huh?
You know?
It's just...
It's one of those things, because I like the Rams a lot. I think they're one of those teams that's young that had to learn how to win. I didn't expect they'd do anything in the playoffs last year because I thought they're going to get here. Yeah. Like, man, we got here. I can't, like, wow, we got here already.
Right.
And I feel like they had to learn how to kind of be on that level. And now that they've had that year where they lost in the playoffs, they kind of understand this is what it takes to get there. McVay's got another year. And, yeah, they add Sue, but they also got Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib at cornerback now.
And that's what I'm saying.
I mean, they are deep, man. LaMarcus Joyner didn't go anywhere.
Let me say this. If Sue and Donald are coming up the middle of the pipe, it don't matter who the corners is or the safeties, brother. I'm telling you, coming with some vengeance. One to get a better contract, and the other one is just a gunslinger. Say, hey, man, Sue already let you know, I can play anywhere, do anything. Just pay me the money, and I'm coming.
And the thing is, as crappy as this line was a couple of years ago, a team that did have two all-pro offensive linemen last year, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Whitworth and Saffold. So when you look at that, it's hard not to really like the Rams a lot. Oh, and then they add Brandon Cooks to just say, hey, go run, and Goff will throw it deep.
Thank you. And you know who's mad, and you know who's upset, and you know who felt that they got robbed? It's called the New Orleans Saints. Trust me.
Yeah, and you want to play against Drew Brees.
Yeah, they are wounded, bro. They are wounded and dying to show people, man. Dying. Now, they lose Ingram for four games, but you don't think that the head coach ain't creative enough to say we can gobble that up in other backs and situations, and we got other people. You know, you can't hamstring us off one suspension.
Yeah, I think they'll be just fine with Alvin Kamara, and they picked up Shane Vereen. He's rolling around with them now. So
your early predictions, who wins the East? The NFC East. I mean, your early prediction.
Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah, that's a homie call.
It is.
NFC North, who wins? Minnesota.
I'm going to go Minnesota.
Bay. Okay. The NFC South, who wins?
Saints.
Okay. So that means Atlanta's going to be the wild card coming out of there?
Yep.
Okay. And so the NFC West, who you got?
Rams.
So the wild card is coming out of the South. And do you think Green Bay is good enough to pull out the other wild card? Or is it going to be...
Then if I do that, then I left out Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I left out Green Bay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And also a team that I actually think has a real shot this year, the Giants. I left them out.
Okay.
Because I think they're in the wild card conversation.
All right.
And every year we know this.
So
every
we like
year,
to go with the NFC East, who you got winning it?
Come on, man.
Okay. Because the wild card, I think, is coming out of...
I don't think it's coming
out of the
East.
South.
I agree.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think you got three teams in the South.
Yeah,
that can get in.
That's what I'm saying.
If Detroit can do anything at all, they may be. That's the problem, is you got six spots and there's 10 or 11 teams in the conversation to get in. That's how deep the NFC is this year. If the Cowboys don't bring it, and I'm talking you gotta beat Carolina week one, because that's one of those games that at the end of the year they go, oh, man, the tiebreaker to Carolina on the outside looking in. I don't know. This is tough. And also, you got to account, which I guess if you put Green Bay in, because they didn't make it last year, you know that at least two of these teams, if not three of them, are going to be teams that weren't in the playoffs last year. Somebody like the Giants, somebody like the Eagles, the way they did it last year, is going to come out from nowhere and stun everybody and get in. So why can't it be the Cowboys?
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just, you brought it up.
I know.
You brought it up.
Because when you look at this.
I wouldn't even been looking until you brought it up.
Oh, but you got to look at it.
So the NFC West, who you got winning it?
The Rams are going to win the West, which is tough because they won it last year. But I think the Rams are one of those teams that for the next 2-3 years is going to be a force to contend with.
Okay. I mean.
All right, so the Panthers don't make the playoffs. So that opens up a spot since they made it last year.
So now you're just by and picking people that you don't want to make it. It doesn't matter whether they're good enough to be in it.
That's what we saw last year. We saw the Rams, the Saints, the Vikings, and the Eagles were your division winners. And then the two wild cards came out of the South with the Panthers and the Falcons.
Yes.
So there's going to be some. I do think a new team's going to. I don't think Philadelphia is going to win the NFC East again. I think it'll either be the Giants or the Cowboys. I think they're going to have a Super Bowl hangover. I hate Philadelphia. You're not winning again. Doesn't matter why. I can be a homer on that.
You better
fine.
Go tell Fletcher Cox.
I will.
All right.
He already got a ring. Now he's going to be lazy. He's going to be like, oh, I got my ring. I don't care.
If I looked at that last preseason game, he didn't look lazy.
And then you look at it, yeah, because I'm going to put the Rams in again, the Saints in again, and Minnesota in again for sure. Those three teams.
Okay.
And then you got to like the Packers.
That's four. Two more spots.
The Cowboys.
It's five.
Man, yeah, and it's, I mean, if San Francisco closes the season the way they did with Garoppolo, they may be a team we're talking about. The NFC is ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, who's the worst team in the NFC? Chicago? Washington?
Detroit.
You think?
I don't know.
Tampa? I mean, you look at this, it's not, go over to the East, and you start looking at, or the AFC rather, and I think there's a huge difference. If the Cowboys are in the East, they're probably in the playoffs for sure. In the AFC, rather.
So Miami's going to challenge New England this year?
No.
You don't think Tannehill going to challenge?
No.
Okay.
You know, Pittsburgh, obviously. I mean, maybe.
According to Hard Knocks, Cleveland's going to challenge Pittsburgh.
All right, so Cleveland wins five games. Good for them. So Pittsburgh's got it. Jacksonville is going to be there again. Houston should be much better if Watson's healthy the whole year. Kansas City, I think, drops off. Nah, I like the Chargers.
You're
going
to forget about Tennessee. You're just going to walk past Tennessee. You're going to walk past the Titans. The Titans don't have a shot here.
No, they got a shot. But come on. Not everybody can make it, Nate.
Okay, all right.
I like the Chargers a lot this season.
Right, you thought Chicago can make it? I mean, come on.
No, Chicago come on, no.
Kansas City or Oakland? Kansas City or Denver? Kansas City or the Chargers?
Chargers. Chargers winning that division.
Okay.
Chargers may go to the Super Bowl. This may be Phillip Rivers' last hurrah.
Hmm.
A lot of youth on that defense, though.
Okay.
All right. Who you got? Rams? It's an all-LA Super Bowl in Atlanta. Rams and Chargers, they got to go all the way across country and play Eastern Time Zone Super Bowl.
Don't even worry about it, brother.
No?
Cowboys going to find a way.
Ah, see? I told you.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan, too, so.
Cowboys and Steelers Super Bowl, just like it should be. Cowboys win 52-17.
Man, I wish you would be there.
All right, there it is. Yeah, I mean, point being, it is a loaded NFC, and this is going to be a tough season, not just for the Cowboys, but this is literally one of those years where every game carries a lot of weight.
Yes, it does.
A lot of weight.